And welcome in on a Friday night in KMA land. You know what that means. It's the Verdado Center High School football playoff preview show. Derek Martin here with you. We are in week 11 of the high school season, which means nothing but playoffs, state quarterfinals galore in the state of Iowa. Of course, coming off of last night's outstanding Class 8-man action. Final four is set there. We're taking a look at Class A, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, and into Missouri and Nebraska here over the next 25 minutes or so. I've been limited to 25 minutes, so I'm not going to go over that. I promise. I swear. Wink, wink. Let's go ahead and start in Class A. We've got a big matchup with West Sioux coming to Guthrie Center in a matchup in a state quarterfinal, third consecutive state quarterfinal, where ACGC has entered with a 10-0 record. But they have not won the last 2 years. They lost to Tri-Center, the eventual champ last year. They lost to Madrid. Cody Mathewson, the head coach for ACGC's alma mater, 2 years ago. And now I got West Sioux, a team that was pretty good in Class 1A for a number of years, too. Both are down in Class A. Coach Mathewson, taking a look.
They are a great team, and they are a household name, and they're a team who's been here before. They're a team who's, been in the state championship. They've had household name quarterbacks and guys who've got it done in the past. Mr. Wiggins, a quarterback, his brother, was a quarterback as well. And it was a very good athlete for them at quarterback. And obviously, Hunter Deckers is another name that comes to mind, and Cade Lineott. And there's names of guys who were, really good players and have a lot of experience and been in the dome when I started my career here at ACGC. We were 1A and they were 1A at that time too. So our paths never crossed, and this is the first time. Fortunately, we do get to play at home in a quarterfinal game. They have a very dynamic quarterback, and their running back, Lopez, does a great job of kind of sitting back on the counters and getting behind his blockers and letting the guys up front do what they need to do. And he kind of goes off them. They space you out. They'll bring you in tight.
Coach Mathewson there talking a little West Sioux. Now he talked about some keys.
Our three things is making sure that we're the most disciplined team on the field. We execute at a higher level, and we take care of the football. Those are three things that are all controllables, all things that we can control, and things that we didn't do a very good job of last week. So like I stated just recently a few seconds ago, is when you get down to the top eight and the top four, it's not everybody's good. Everybody has physical. Everybody has athletes. Everybody has really good football players, and everybody's well coached. It's what happens between those 6 seconds to the whistle, from the beginning to the end of the play. Who lines up correctly? Who does their job? Who does their 1/11th? Who flies around? Who is the most disciplined team on the field? And who executes at a higher level? And who takes care of the football? And who wins all three phases? That's the difference between winning football games at this magnitude right now.
Should be fantastic tonight there in Guthrie Center. West Sioux ACGC, Nick Laughlin is there. He will have a full recap when it's over, and we'll have that on our scoreboard show, which, by the way, runs from 9:30 to 11 o'clock with yours truly. And we will also have full rundown. Maybe we'll hear from Coach Mathewson there if ACGC is able to get a win. Also in Class A tonight, Woodbury Central is at top-rated MMCRU, North Linz at St. Ansgar, and Linville Sully at Wabsee Valley. Class 1A state quarterfinals tonight on KMA-FM. Trainer going to South Hardin. So Trevor Mader went from beautiful Marengo last night to beautiful Eldora tonight. And head coach for Trainer, Jeff Casey, talking with KMA this week.
Very, very talented football team. Obviously, I think you mentioned it. You get to the quarterfinals, everybody's really good. They were in the quarterfinals last year as well. So they put together two really, really good seasons in a row. Only three losses in the last 2 years. Two of those to Grundy Center and the other one to Dyke New Hartford last year in the quarter. So this is a super talented football team. They've got some incredible skill players, some really talented receivers. Their quarterback does some really, really impressive things on film. Strong run game, and then their defense is legit. They fly around. They hit you. They play physical. The back end is really good defending the pass game. So they've put together a really nice squad, a really nice couple seasons.
Been a bit since Trainer was able to advance to a state semifinal early 2000s, and Coach Casey on what it would mean for him to be a part of this one too.
Gosh, it would mean a lot. These kids were not alive the last time we played in Cedar Falls. And I would venture to guess that quite a few community members probably weren't in the community when that happened either. I was on staff when we went and won the championship back in 2003. It's a pretty special feeling, but one thing we've done a good job of all season is not looking ahead to next week or an opponent down the road. we've truly taken it day by day. And so it's, hey, on Monday, what are the one or two things we have to accomplish on Monday? And that's all we're focused on. And we don't move forward until we get that done. And then we come back on Tuesday. Hey, what are the one or two things that we need to do today so that we can be prepped and ready for Friday? And we don't move on until we take care of it. And so that'll be the game plan again this week. We'll approach practices the way we have all season. And we just got to go do our thing.
Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer there at South Hardin. You can hear that on KMA FM. Check it out on our live stream page as well tonight as Trevor and Keith Christensen will have the play-by-play of that. Also tonight, Underwood going on the road to West Lyon in Class 1A. Underwood head coach Nate McHaleson has his team playing fantastic, pretty dominant playoff victories the last two times out. And now they take on the number one team in Class 1A, West Lyon. Here's Coach McHaleson.
They're as impressive of a football team as you know, maybe that I've seen on film in terms of playing in 12 years that I've coached. I mean, they're just so big and physical up front. They have, you know, such a stable of running backs, receivers that they can make plays. I think they can hurt you in a variety of ways. I think if they wanted to get in their heavy package and just run down the field, they have the ability to do that. If they want to spread it out and get it to their playmakers in space, they have the ability to do that. So they're very dangerous in all facets of their offense. And then their defense is really aggressive, allowing very few points. I don't actually think anybody scored on them twice this year, and it would be very interesting to watch film and see how many of those scores that they actually give up were against the starters, because they've been so comfortable ahead in most games.
This marks the sixth consecutive season that Underwood has been in a state quarterfinal. Now, this is, I mean, you got to enjoy that, right? I mean, Underwood, not necessarily a hugely rich tradition. Well, that's becoming a thing. They're going to the state quarterfinals pretty much every year. Here's Coach McHaleson on that fact.
First and foremost, I think you got to attribute that to the really tremendous players that we've had over the course of those 6 years. Obviously, each group brings a little bit of something new, you know, to the program. And it's always, a job of the coaching staff to kind of, you know, figure out what worked for each group. And the players are a big part in that. And I think the second part is just the coaching staff. We've got a great group of coaches that put in a lot of work, that are very experienced. They've coached in a lot of playoff games. So I think a combination of those things, I think we put a premium on trying to play our very best football at the end of the year. I think, you know, case in point, the last 2 years, you know, I think we haven't had maybe the greatest success in the regular season, but when it comes down to the postseason, I think we're playing our best football and the maximum out of what we can.
Listen to this one tonight, AM 960, Ryan Matheny, Tom Moore on hand for that. Also in Class 1A, Pleasantville going to Iowa City Regina, and the head coach for Pleasantville, Mac Jorth, talking with KMA.
Good. Obviously, everybody knows that. They've been at the top of the rankings all year long. They've been blowing everybody out since the beginning of district play, and they have a lot of really good athletes, and they're very aggressive, and they're really well coached. So we're excited about the opportunity, but we're going to have to be very disciplined. We're going to have to execute at a high level, and we're going to have to really play physical football, because they really they come at you, and they spread you out, and they have a lot of different weapons they can attack you with, so it'll be an interesting challenge, and it's going to be exciting.
Pleasantville went on the road last week and beat Hudson. Now they got to take on this Regina bunch that's undefeated, dominant for pretty much the entire district season after some tight win there in the non-district season. Coach Jorth on what it will take for his team to get the win.
I think we're very similar in that we both have a lot of weapons. And I really think the key that is going to be, obviously, as it always is, who makes less mistakes, who executes at a higher level. But for us, it's going to really be how physical can we be. When you play a spread attack that really tries to spread you out and hit you in different ways like they do, you got to have some guys that are going to win one-on-one battles. And if we can really play physical and be explosive on the defensive side of the ball, I think we got a good chance.
Good stuff there, Mac Jorth in Iowa City. Pleasantville at Regina. We'll have Taylor Phipps there again, providing a full rundown on our scoreboard show. We'll have a wrap-up, and we'll see how the Trojans can do tonight there against Regina. Also in Class 1A, Beckman Catholic at Grundy Center. Let's go to Class 2A, where Cherokee is in Carroll tonight, and Kemper Catholic looking to make it 11 in a row. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp talking with KMA Sports about the matchup with the Braves of Cherokee.
Really good team. You know, they're well coached. They have good line. They obviously have a really good quarterback and running back too. So, you know, they definitely want to establish a run game. I think for us, it's just learning, we have to be good at the basics too. A lot of it comes down to, you know, getting off blocks, tackling things like that. A lot of it is just going to be playing assignment football, you know, communicating, getting off blocks too, and make sure we're pursuing the football. You know, we definitely want to establish the run game as well too. You know, I think it's getting all those guys on the same page, and then the pass game is, you know, he's kind of just taking what's there, and then our kids can make plays after that.
Nothing new for Kemper to get to this spot. Now they're trying to get over that hump into the state semifinals, and Coach Steinkamp on what that might mean for the program.
It'd be awesome, dude. We've had great support. We've had a great group of kids too, and that's why, you know, we focus on those one games at a time too. You can't get there, you know, by looking ahead. So now, you know, the opportunity is here to kind of tell you guys, like, hey, you're prepared for this. You know, all the stuff, all our culture, all the things we're working on is built inside of us. Now it's just time to go out there and make it happen.
Another chance for Kemper to get a win. Another chance to hear from Ken Ponslow on our scoreboard. We have him reporting for us tonight there. Again, we'll have the full recap from that one on our scoreboard show. Also in Class 2A, Van Meter going to Mid Prairie. Eric Trudeau's program has been to 10 consecutive state semifinals, which is a record. It's historic. It's unbelievable, really. And now they try to go on the road, as they did last week against Roland Story, and make it number 11 against former Denison alum Darren Lambert, head coach for Mid Prairie. And we talked with Eric Trudeau.
Extremely well coached. They know what they want to do. Just from the little bit of film, I've just started digging into them. But once again, they run a very balanced attack. They've got a quarterback who's thrown for over 1700 yards. They've got a running back who's rushed for almost 1000 yards. And then they've got several receivers, that have caught 15 or more passes. So, an extremely balanced offense that really tries to spread you out and create space. And then their defense is going to force you to execute extremely well if you want to move the football. So, very tough team.
Coach Trudeau now on the matchup against Mid Prairie, what he expects his team will need to do.
You know, just staying in the moment more than anything else, not getting ahead of ourselves. You know, can't do anything without winning and focusing on this opponent. And last week doesn't get you anything for this game. That game's over and done with. And as good as that felt to go on the road and get a win, we've got, you know, kind of a doubly hard job this week. Every opponent is better. When you get to the final eight, everybody's good. Everybody has good players. And so we're going to have to continue to raise our level of play.
Once again, that's Eric Trudeau. Van Meter's at Mid Prairie, a Class 2A state quarterfinal tonight. Other 2A quarterfinals, Wilton at PCM, Albernette at Osage. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with 3A, 4A, 5A. Stay tuned. It's the Barrett Auto Center High School Football Playoff Preview Show.
Get started. Get started. Let's get it started.